Welcome to Insomnia Radio, episode 99. This episode is Work Safe. Welcome back, gang. Thank you for listening. This is Insomnia Radio, and we've got a lot to take care of today. Gonna tell you how the RIAA is suing dead people and not caring, and also coffee, sports, listener feedback, and a ton of great music. Kicking it off with your new favorite song, this is Gasoline Heart with All the Way.
Don't care for California, lonely heartbreaks pave the way. Last June, I tried to warn you of the West Coast evil ways. Downtown, y'all friends are drinking. Uptown, those fools are dancing. So now, I know y'all laughing. Maybe it's the thought of me. We got one. Spill just like wine. Kiss your girl and I'll kiss mine. Kiss the night. We ride all night. We go all the way. We go all the way. We go all. But we don't go at all. We go all. There's those who can, but it's too cold. Singing, young girl, don't act so old. Dream big, or else I wanna sit and wake up. Baby, won't you wake up? I wanna wake up, baby, won't you wake up? I wanna wake up, baby, won't you wake up? I wanna wake up, baby, won't you wake up? I wanna wake up, baby, won't you wake up? Why don't you just wake up next to me? 'Cause I'm dying. Hey, yo!
Oh my God. What a tremendous song from a tremendous band. Gasoline Heart is the name of that artist, and they are from Orlando, Florida. And dear God, I just absolutely love that song. Here's the deal. They submitted their music, but they didn't attach an MP3, and I couldn't wait for them to send it. So I just went and bought the track in iTunes, burned it to a CD 10 times. Yes, I have a CD with just this song on it 10 times. No lie, because I just listened to it repeatedly. I had asked a buddy of mine, a listener, his name's Danny Love. I said, if you could write about this, what would you say? And if you are subscribed to the Daily Dose, you probably already know. But this is what he had to say about the track, and I think it's pretty appropriate. He says, ever wondered what it would sound like if Pearl Jam and John Cougar Mellencamp got together and created a band with both sets of musicians? Pearl Jam bringing that raw vocal flair and hard guitar edge with Mellencamp's retrospective writing and classical feel? That is exactly Gasoline Heart. GasolineHeart.com. Go check them out. Check the show notes at InsomniaRadio.net for tour dates and other stuff from them. And we're going to keep on rolling with another kind of a Daily Dose feature. The band is Pro Audio. And when you go to their website, this is what you see in big, big, bold letters. If you like indie rock made by people with day jobs, you've come to the right place. This is Pro Audio with their track, She Likes Girls, right here on Insomnia Radio.
Painting to that girl, she's not like you. Now mom wants it for herself, so she asks Victor for some help. That year I bought a 10-speed bike, cause yeah, I thought that she would like it better than my dirt bike. But yeah, she hates 10-speed bikes. She shaved her head, so I shaved my head. Now it's plain to see her too. She likes girls, I like them too.
The band is Pro Audio. The track is She Likes Girls. You can check them out at proaudioband.com. And here is something that is a big, big deal. They've got this thing going on called the Bodog Battle of the Bands, okay? And this is a monumental contest. The site is giving $1 million to the winner. $1 million in helping them with their career. And there's no sign-up fee. It's insane. I don't know how they raise the money. I don't care. But Pro Audio is in the running. They've made it past the first round, and they need votes. The crazy thing about this is they're leaving the power of handing out this $1 million to the fans exclusively. So if you like those guys, head over to proaudioband.com and find the link for the voting and get your vote on. I think you can vote once a day, so if you feel like doing that, go do it. $1 million. That would be quite a turn on turning something on its head, a band going from making music on their off time in their garage to getting $1 million and making a break for it. So, man, that's just awesome. Good stuff from those guys. Also featured on the Daily Dose last week. And if you're not subscribed, Go subscribe. Seriously. You get a free MP3 every day, Monday through Friday. It doesn't get much better than that, unless, I mean, you were getting paid to listen. All right. Anyway, I've had a whole lot of coffee this morning, so I may ramble on a bit. I do have a pretty packed show for you today. Just lots of stuff to cover. 7 great tracks from all over the place. Lots going on in my world, a lot going on out in the music world, so I'm going to try and bring it all to you in less than an hour, so hang in there with me. But we're going to jump right into the Friends of the Family segment. This band was originally featured just a couple days ago on Insomnia Radio Orlando, episode 4. They're called the Courtneys, and this song, my God, it is nothing short of just a really good time. Enjoy, this is Courtneys with Bodman Bunny.
Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. If you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it. Shake it if you got it. If you don't got it, don't shake it.
Via Insomnia Radio Orlando, that was Courtneys with Bodman Bunny. This is the mental image I get of this band. Kind of like taking the B-52s and subtracting Fred, giving the girls a little bit of a helium to their voice, hopping them up on sugar and caffeine, and making them sing about fairy tales. That's the Courtneys. Anyway, this song. Oh, fun stuff. Moving on to stuff that is not so fun. File this under just when you thought you'd seen it all. Our good friends, the RIAA, has decided that they don't really care if their defendants are dead. In Michigan, Warner Brothers versus Scantlebury, after learning that the defendant had passed away, the RIAA made a motion to stay the case for 60 days in order to allow the family time to grieve, after which time they will start taking depositions of the late Mr. Scantlebury's children. Hi, we're the RIAA and we're very sorry that your dad died, but he was downloading music illegally. So, take a couple months, you know, grieve your dead father, and then we're going to go ahead and throw you into the mix and, you know, make you responsible for all this. My God. This is why we're paying too much for music. This is why major labeled artists are lucky, and I'm talking lucky, to make a dollar out of each CD that they sell. So, oh man, I don't blame these people for illegally downloading the music, you know? The artists are gonna make so much more money if you just go to a show or buy a t-shirt. Oh God, you know what? This could be an episode in and of itself. Maybe someday, but not today. Anyway, I just thought I would point that out to you about those... Oh, God. I'm going to play some more music. This is Peeler with a great little track. This is Half Past High. I'm going to go compose myself. I'll see you guys in a few. ¶¶ Evils of the Modern Pleasure Dance is their debut album. That's Peeler. You can find them at peeler.ca, and that was their track Half Past High. You guys know I'm a sucker for hard rock, and I like to definitely throw in that hard rock once in a while, and that was a stellar example of that genre by Peeler. So go check those guys out. And that's probably a good segue into the next bit of news, which is really, really cool. I've been talking at length with Sam Stokes of The Thieves, and we're going to be putting together a special monthly segment on Insomnia Radio. Not sure how long it'll last, but we will make it last as long as we can. Here's what's going to happen. Basically, The Thieves are going to supply me with demos that they're cutting. They're in the process of recording a brand new full-length album on Liquor and Poker Records, and they're going to be shooting the raw stuff my way. Demos and maybe an unreleased track or two. So we're going to try and track the progress of the recording sessions, and at the same time, in the interim between when they finish the album and when they go out on tour, what's going to happen is they're going to be leaving audio comments that I'm going to play on the show, kind of a life on the road kind of thing. I'm going to let them talk about whatever they want to talk about, because I've seen these guys, you know, and I've talked to them in person, and they're just a fun bunch of guys. I mean, they have, when you think about rock and roll, they're living that. I mean, they're living it and breathing it. And they're surrounded, and sometimes in the middle of, all these great rock and roll stories that you always hear about. And we're going to try and get some of those stories from them, and at the same time, bring you guys some early glimpses into their next album. So stay subscribed for that. If you're not subscribed, the feed is feeds.feedburner.com/insomniaradio, or you can search for us in iTunes. The name, Insomnia Radio. Yeah. Anyway. there's so much stuff to talk about. I don't want to throw it all at you at once. So I'm going to try and, you know, break it up throughout the show, because we got a lot more good music to play. Coming up, talk back. Lots of listener feedback, more than I can read on the show, which is awesome. Thank you guys so much. But first, going to play something a little bit different, which I did in the last episode or the one before that. Remember Peter Toe? He led off one of our previous shows with Shoes of a Beast, and it was kind of a cross between dance and electronica and rock. And I've had a chance to listen to some more of his tracks, and they're all different. I mean, every single one of them is different, and he's just writing whatever he wants to write, and I think it's brilliant. This song kind of gives me like a 50s vibe, if you can picture that. I'm going to play it. You guys judge for yourself. This is a fun, fun song. It's called Truly in Love, and the artist is Peter Toe. Enjoy it.
Truly. what if we are truly, truly loved? Around we'll go.
Don't wanna be cracked out on, just as wanna be truly in love. Around we'll go. If we are truly, truly in love, if we are truly, truly in love, around we'll go. Don't wanna be cracked out on, just as wanna be truly in love. Around we'll go.
Thank you, Peter, for getting me some more music. It's been very, very fun checking all that stuff out. All right, guys, it's time to reveal some Insomnia Radio news, some big, big news. I've had all this stuff under my hat because I didn't want to leak it out until it actually came to fruition. But item number one, take yourself back to high school. And if you're in high school, then you'll have no problem getting this. If you're not, if you're a little bit older like myself, take yourself back to high school. Imagine, you're a big fan of your football team, your basketball team, but you can't always make it out to the games. Wouldn't it be cool if the technology had been there where you could catch the broadcast live? And yes, some high schools do that, but what if you could actually go back and get a podcast of the game also? And what if the live broadcast and the podcast had a music show during the halftime instead of listening to the sportscaster in the booth? I mean, the sportscaster needs a break, right? Go get something to eat, go to the bathroom, have a smoke, come back for the second half, or come back for the third and fourth quarter. So imagine if you could have that experience and at the same time get a halftime show that was produced featuring independent bands from your area that you might not have ever heard. That is exactly what we are doing with localsportsradio.com. We've signed up 3 schools in the Cincinnati area. Insomnia Radio will be producing their halftime show, and it is going to be a blast. I don't think anyone out there is doing anything like this, and it is a great way to get the artists that we play out there to the real world, you know, to people that may not even know that these guys are in their backyard. It's so much fun. So keep an eye on it. I think you'll be able, well, yeah, it's going to be a podcast. So keep that URL bookmarked, localsportsradio.com. Nothing up there yet, but we should be popping up something on the page within the week. Definitely by the time school starts, by the first game, because I've got 3 cool shows to produce for them. And it's a lot of fun. It lets me kind of be a different persona. You know, probably 9.9 times out of 10, these guys have never heard of podcasting or heard of Insomnia Radio. And I think it's going to be a real pleasure for them to get, you know, a music show during the halftime and be able to get the content on their phone via podcast and via live broadcast for all their school games. So yeah, that I've been busy. We have been busy. It's been quite a ride so far. Anyway, thought I'd bring you up to speed on that, and also bring you up to speed on something else, which we just launched last Friday, I believe. It's called the Insomnia Coffee Club. Now, before you start frowning, you gotta admit, Insomnia and coffee go well together. Insomnia and music go pretty well together. So, here's the deal. I've just grown really tired of supporting the big major corporations. Whether it's the 4 or 5 corporations I've worked for in the past, whether it's corporate music, whether it's corporate coffee. And, well, there's not much you can do about the vehicles, but you got to drive. So, I don't know, maybe someday in the future. But I just have grown tired of only having a couple choices, you know? And there's a lot of independent roasters out there. There's one here, Slow Roasted Coffee in Lompoc, California. They're great. They're great. They're way better than the big stuff you buy. It's a lot cheaper. It's just, you know, it's independent, and it's really good, and it's made in small batches. And anyway, so what I've been doing is getting samples of various blends from independent roasters around the world. And now what we're going to do basically is offer anyone that wants it a subscription of sorts, where every month you get a new blend of coffee from an independent roaster somewhere in the world. And to complement it, you get a free compilation CD of music that we have featured or not featured yet across the Insomnia Radio family. So it's really, really cool. And God, within hours of just putting a little banner link on the site, we got our first order for 3 months. And so that is awesome. And it's starting to build up steam already. And I think it's going to be really cool. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. And I'm having a lot of fun just getting all this free coffee. I can't complain about that. So I'm going to keep you guys in the loop, you know, maybe do some coffee tasting on the show and, you know, stuff like that and make it kind of fun. But anyway, if you guys are inclined and you want to check it out, you can either go to indiemusicproject.com or insomniaradio.net and just click on the coffee cup and it'll take you there and you can check it out. I think the most fun of all of this is not only going to be trying the coffee, but also getting all the mixtapes together. I mean, it's always a blast doing the mixtapes for the various shows, but now it's like, hey, this better be really good. It's just, yeah, it's cool. And it's also, I think, a clever way to, you know, get the artists out there in more ways than just podcasting, through the halftime show, through the coffee club, through compilation CDs, things like that. And it's, you know, it's taken a lot of brainstorming, and it's really all about just thinking outside the podcasting box. But it's been a lot of fun. It's really all starting to come together, so I'm super excited. And yeah, that's about it. Feel free to try it out if you guys want. Shoot me some feedback, positive or negative. I'd like to hear it all. Jason@insomniaradio.net. And that is enough of my rambling. Time for some more music. The band is Equals Conquest. 30th Street Station is the song. Talk about them on the flip side and get into some talk back.
Why can't it be the same? Never conjoined. Write down the reasons for me. Make it tonight. Revisit the beginning of time. Take a snap and keep it always. Write down the day that you were. Alright, one at a time, one at a time. Wanted to leave, running away. One at a time, one at a time. Wanted to leave, let's make it today. today.
Equals Conquest right there. The song, 30th Street Station. You can find them at myspace.com/equalsconquest. And if you like that track, it is a free download on their MySpace page. So go check it out. Right now it's a duo, and then it looks like they've got a live band put together. But it looks like former bassist. What the hell's a bassist? Is it like a basilisk who sings or something? I should edit that out. Oh no, I'll leave it in. Screw it. All right. So, former bassist and vocalist Imix Shish of the Afterglows spins a 180 and strips down to his bare soul. Oh, guys, I'm starting to lose it. Anyway, they're on the PodSafe Music Network, so podcasters, head over there and feel free to get in touch with them and play their music. This track was a little bit lighter than the rest of them. They have a sound that's somewhere in the middle of Trail of Dead, Muse, Thrice, Refused, Not a Surf, and Foo Fighters. So check them out. The album just came out August 1st. It's called Manifest Destiny. Is it me, or are there a lot of tongue twister titles in this episode? Moving on. Last week's question of the week, which seemed to be pretty popular, was what was the first CD you purchased as a result of podcasting? Any podcast, any CD. I got a ton of answers. I'm going to read about 6 or 7 of them. But I will say this. The only band that was represented twice in everyone's answers, Berman, Life in the Stars. And I sent them out an email about that, but I'm waiting to hear back. So we'll see what they have to say. Answer number one, Berman, Life in the Stars from Insomnia Radio 29. In fact, I bought the album on iTunes before the episode was over. That's the power of the podcast, people. That's from Scott. The first CD I purchased as a result of a podcast was Berman's Send Me to the End, and it was from your podcast, Andrew. So those are the two Berman ones. And I said Life in the Stars. The album's Life in the Stars, I think. Anyway. Oh my gosh. From Quad B. If I remember correctly, the first CD I bought was Angels with Dirty Faces by Manda and the Marbles. Although I think I bought a Jonathan Colton Now is Now in the first two Chant CDs all in the same week. Woo! Yeah, you spent a lot of money that week, dude. But I remember that week. I actually remember that episode. That was fun. It was like the golden era of Insomnia Radio or something like that. I played a lot of artists that got really, really popular in the podcasting space and that I was only too happy to play repeatedly. One of which was Manda and the Marbles, Chance, Jonathan Colton, Berman. The next is from Laura. She says, I think that Story of Blue, Stay Gold was the first indie CD I bought because of a podcast. I'm pretty sure you played that, but I think there was a period of time where everyone did, so I couldn't really say who was first. Let's see. James writes in and says, my first album purchase due to a podcast was Apologies to the Queen Mary by Wolf Parade. First heard them on DeFi Radio number 17. And I don't know if DeFi's still around. I think he's still kicking out episodes as often as possible. But Brian DeWitt, one of the first people to ever host a Double Shots, and one of the first people to get an amp, and just one of the first to do everything. He is, I think, at defiradio.com, and his podcast was always good, so check it out if you haven't before. Stuart, this is my favorite one. This is what Stuart says. First CD purchased as a result of hearing a podcast. Margo and the Nuclear So-and-So's The Dust of Retreat. I also bought the remix on Artemis. First time I've bought an album twice since Sgt. Pepper, Black Vinyl and Picture Disc. That is a freaking statement right there. I mean, I don't buy albums twice unless it's maybe Pearl Jam, and it's a good vinyl or something like that. But that's a statement right there. That's really cool, Stuart. Tim from Insomnia Radio Baltimore, First album, Limbeck, Hi, Everything's Great. Heard it on one of the first IRs I ever heard, probably somewhere between episodes 17 and 20. The song that was played was Julia. Oh, it's such a great song. And I liked it for its simplicity. Definitely not disappointed in the purchase. Since then, I also purchased their next release, Let Me Come Home, and saw them live last year. Since then, there are just too many to mention. Tim from Insomnia Radio Baltimore. Thanks, everybody, for writing in and answering and giving it some thought, even if I didn't read it on the show. I did read them all and enjoy them very much. And I'm just ecstatic about this simple question of the week thing. It seems to really be going over well with everybody, so keep the answers coming. Let's see. I've got about 7 minutes to try and think of this week's question of the week, so I'm gonna play a little bit more music, and it'll give me adequate time to think about that. Now, this song by a band called We Are the Music Makers, it stood out to me because it's 6 minutes and 47 seconds, and it only has one line of a lyric, one sentence. So hopefully you guys will enjoy it. A little bit different, but it's definitely got that spazzy, like, jam rock feel to it. So love it, hate it, let me know. I like it. It's really cool. This is a Spazio Temp by We Are the Music Makers. We'll be right back. All right, kids. Now that song, if you really, really want to piss off your parents, play that really loud, like at 11 o'clock at night. Not that I condone that. I'm just saying, it's a method. Sorry. A little bit of my rebellious spirit coming out. It's a fun song. That was We Are the Music Makers with Spazio Temp, and the song title definitely fits the track. You can find them at myspace.com/, you guessed it, We Are the Music Makers. They're from Brooklyn, New York. And I wonder if that track, yes. You can download that track as well as four others absolutely free on their MySpace page. Little last bit of news before I go with the question of the week. Episode 100 is coming up. It's going to be a lot different than previous, I guess, you know, what you might call mile marker episodes, like 50 and, you know, I don't know, 100. Anyway, it's going to be hosted entirely by the Insomnia Radio family. I will show up for a quick introduction, and then I'm going to introduce you to all of them. So I hope you guys enjoy episode 100. I will be back with a Double Shots and episode 101 in the coming weeks. So thank you for subscribing, and thank you for just making this show fun, you know, because it just gets more fun and more fun every single week. Now, what I want to ask you, and I don't know if this will get me into any legal trouble. I don't think it will, but what I want to ask you for the question of the week is, if the RIAA came knocking on your door, how much illegally downloaded music would you have? And I'm not sure. I mean, I see people like Kevin Rose on Dignation, like, freely telling the world that he, you know, he pirates and he uses BitTorrent and all that. If you want to, I'll tell you what. If you want to answer that question, email me, jason@insomniaradio.net. I will not read those replies on the show. I will keep them to myself. It's just a matter of curiosity. As far as the real question of the week, you know, I've got a whole week to think about these, and I never do. You know what I'm curious about, though? Okay, here it is. Question of the week, jason@insomniaradio.net. Comment on the site or comment on MySpace. Here we go. If you could create your own podcast, and there was not, you know, there wasn't any time barriers or equipment barriers or financial barriers, what would your podcast be about? That's the question of the week. Send me an email, let me know. And by the way, when you hear this, the new Chance CD should be out. My name is Chance.com. It's going to be awesome. So go check that out. I am out of here. Thank you for putting up with all the cool news and all my blah, blah, blah. Hope you enjoyed the music, guys, and I will see you soon. Take care. This has been a joint production of InsomniaRadio.net and IndieMusicProject.com.
First saved message.
Jason, thank you for turning me on to Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. This is the best band that I have seen come out of anywhere, from any place, any time lately. We went and saw them in Iowa. Very good. I live in Minnesota. I drove down to Iowa to see them. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.